Klobuchar pitches herself as Heartland States Democrat, Look at What I've Done. By Kyle Morris on April 22, 2019. Monday in New Hampshire at a CNN town hall. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, once again insisted that as a 2020 presidential candidate she possesses the ability to win over America's heartland, which largely supported Donald Trump in the 2016 election. When responding to how she would gain the support of the discontent middle class in the heartland, Klobuchar stated, "I guess you look at what I've done, and that is I am someone that runs in a purple state. It is a state when I first started running for office the other senator was Republican. The governor was Republican, and three or four of constitutional officers was Republican. And I started running. And every single time I have won every single congressional district in my state, including Michelle Bachmann's, okay?" Klobuchar's Monday evening comments on how to appeal to the heartland states are similar to comments she has made in the past. "People are so mad about Donald Trump and the Republicans," the Midwestern senator stated during a recent Des Moines interview. "But remember, this is about actually getting things done. And first of all, winning an election. There's nothing wrong with anger and passion, but it's putting it into something that will get results. I am your neighbor," Klobuchar recently told voters in Des Moines. "I think you all know we had some difficulty in some of the states in the heartland in 2016. But I'm someone who's been able to win in difficult counties." According to the U.S. Census Bureau, North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Ohio are typically associated with the small heartland. Judged by what the U.S. Census Bureau considers small heartland states, Trump won 10 of those 12 states, with Illinois and Minnesota being the only two states that supported Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in 2016. Hillary Clinton won over Klobuchar's home state of Minnesota by a slim margin in 2016 with only 44,593 more votes than Trump. Clinton finished with 1,367,825 votes, or 46.4%, as opposed to Trump, who finished with 1,323,232 votes, or 44.9%. President Trump hopes to retain support in the heartland and has already set his sights on Minnesota, a state he wants to win in 2020. While at a Duluth, Minnesota rally last June, President Trump said, "I hate to bring this up, but we came this close to winning the state of Minnesota." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.